Amen. Father God, we just praise you and glorify you, and we thank you, Lord, for this wonderful weather that you're giving us the next few days. We thank you, Father, for placing it in our hearts to run after you with everything that we've got, Lord. And you know, the things that you've been showing me here lately is just awesome, Lord. Some of the reasons that we don't get our prayers answered, and it's praise God. Thank you, Lord, that we're going to have great success in the near future. In Jesus' name, with our prayers. Praise God. All right. Anybody got anything they want to pray about? Nobody got anything to pray about. Okay. Hey, Jennifer. Good to have you with us again. Yeah, Missy, go ahead. Where's your little orange hand? How come you don't use that?
My hand doesn't look orange.
No, it should probably, but it ain't.
Okay. tomorrow my mom's supposed to have this outpatient back surgery. And she called me, what day was that? Monday, I guess. And she said, just wanted to call you and let you know you can come. Because I had told her I would come if she really wanted me to, she thought she would need help. I said, did they tell you, what you're going to be allowed to do and not allowed to do? And she said, no, not really, not yet or whatever. And I told her, I would come if she really wanted me to help. And she said she didn't think so. And so she called Monday, and then she says to me, I forget how she said it. She says, "You can come and stay with us this weekend." She says, "You probably got haircuts the kids want," and she didn't. I guess she forgot, or I thought I told her. I don't know that I sent the two boys' grandsons their birthday gifts through the mail, and so she thought I would want to come, And I said, but anyway, I said to her, I said, well, what made you change your mind? And then she proceeded to say she thought I would want to come for that, to do. And I said, well, I sent them in the mail, but if you really want me to come, if you think you're going to need help, or whatever. And she says, no, I think I'll be all right. So, I mean, I had an opportunity there, but it's like the Lord's just really taking it out of my heart to want to go to my families, and I guess part of that helps too that I can video call. My mom got a smartphone and we video called a couple times, and I do that with the kids now and then, but it's just I'm like, Lord, I don't know quite why, I'm just not into it as much as I would love to see the grandbabes. It's just, there's just so much worldliness. I guess that's part of it. But anyway, just kind of some thoughts about all that I thought I'd share with y'all. But Father, I just thank you and praise you, Lord, that everything's going to go fine with my mom tomorrow, and she's going to have a quick recovery, and very little pain, and I just thank you and praise you for that. And she's not going to call me at the last minute either, and because I told her, she could do that, but we already made plans to have Alex over Saturday because his birthday is on the 17th. So, but I just thank you, Lord, that everything's going to be fine, and there's not going to be anything that goes wrong, Lord. And I just praise you and I thank you, Lord, for the gift of faith, the gift of faith to leave you for healings. My mom and dad both, Lord. I thank you, Lord. It's done in Jesus' name. I call the things that are not as though they were, and And that's up to you when you do that for them. I thank you, Lord, for giving them the revelation, Lord, that you don't use doctors. Giving them the revelation, Lord, what pharmakia is and what witchcraft is and sorcery is. And I just thank you and I praise you, Lord, for doing that. In Jesus' name, amen.
God. Amen. Mama gonna be fine without you. All right. Go ahead there, Elisha.
Hey, can we share a song, Michael? The kids want to share a
Sure.
song.
Yes, you most certainly can.
Okay, let me put the lyrics in the chat real quick and actually hit send this time. But before we sing the song, I want to share a little testimony for everyone who missed it on Friday. But we were out walking a week or so ago, and or actually a week ago was last Friday. Okay. And so Shauna almost like missed it by like a quarter inch, almost stepped on a copperhead snake. And the Lord just completely protected her. She was walking out in front and I didn't see it till it was too late. And the Lord took care of it. He protected her completely. And afterward I was like, wait, don't copperheads like kill people? Like, and Michael had just met us randomly there. And he's like, oh yeah, they kill people. And I was just like, you know what? It wouldn't have mattered if she got bit because we know that no deadly thing will in any ways hurt us. But the Lord just completely, you know, protected her. So I'm just so thankful. So thank you, Lord, for that. Praise your name, Lord. Okay, we're gonna share this song. So thank you, Lord. Make melody with your heart to the King. Lift his name on high. Make melody, his praise to sing, lifting holy hands, praise his name in the dance. He is worthy of all that we have to give, and all that we are. He is worthy of our voice and dance, bring him a new song. Praise his name with all your heart. We sing holy, majestic glory. Receive our offering of love. We lay everything at your feet as we lift our voice in song. You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. Make melody with your heart to the King. Lift his name on high. Make melody his praises sing. Lifting holy hands. Praise his name in the dance. He is worthy of all that we have to give and all that we are. He is worthy of our voice and dance. Bring him a new song. Praise his name with all your heart. We sing holy, majestic glory. Receive our offering of love. We lay everything at your feet as we lift our voice in song. You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. That was good, y'all. Gonna have to put y'all on America's Got Talent. No, okay. That was really
Michael,
good. Yes, Joe.
it's now your turn.
Coyote.
It's your turn to sing.
What did he say, Julie?
He said, it's your turn to sing.
I can knock you plumb off this thing. You know what I'm saying, Joe? You don't want to hear me
You
sing, Joe. You know, I don't know. You might like it. I don't have a song made up. I'm sorry. I hadn't practiced today.
All right, that's good enough excuse.
Okay, buddy. You get here when you and I'll do a duet. How's that? All right. Who's next? Boy, that'd be something, you know. Somebody doing Afrikaans and somebody doing Arkansans. That'd be nice.
I'm sure
Oh,
it'd
is
be
anybody
great
there?
harmony. I'm sure it'd be great harmony, Michael.
Yeah, it probably would. It probably would. All right. Anybody else got a prayer? Yeah, UBM does have talent. Well, thank you, Hannah. Go ahead, Andrew.
I have some questions.
Ask it.
Well, there's two questions, and one has to do with, well, what was first here? I was asking the Lord questions about tribulation, and he actually answered me with a audible voice in my head, and he said, "It's for heaven." And I went, "Oh, so it's for heaven." And it was really wonderful to hear that it's for heaven, you know. And it reminded me when I was getting answers like that quite a bit. And so I would. Last night I was listening to an old study. I don't know what study it is because someone downloaded that study for me and gave it to me. Anyways, David Eales was giving us an orator of death, burial, and resurrection. And I always thought that was just for baptism. But he said you die daily, and then later on, I read what Michael put in about the resurrection power there, and I go, yeah, this kind of matches what he said in that just that one little line there. You know, if you weren't listening very hard, you would have probably missed it. So after reading like. I don't know how to do things. I'm not a techie, so I wrote the whole thing on a piece, his signal thing on a piece of paper here. It's very di very very wonderful and very wonderful, you know. And so I my question was, is the death, burial, and resurrection a daily dying too? Considering that. You want to die to something and you want to be resurrected, you know. So it is a daily dying, and because you would get that for fruit too, you know, for little pieces of fruit there, you know. I'm not talking from going from 30 to 60. And it's just something, you know, I don't think that I give credit for the death, burial, resurrection teaching they give, but they couldn't teach me that where they taught me that. So you die daily, and of course you get resurrected to your answer, or to your answer of more fruit, more whatever. So that was one of my questions. So in hindsight, it is true that you could use that death, burial, resurrection to for the die daily too. Am I off on a tangent there that I guess not, because after reading that twice, and you answered for me that one ahead of time. Anyway, I have a question about dreams. Like, I had a dream last night, and I just want to know if you forget a part of the dream, is it still a dream? You know, like there was four parts to this dream, I was sure, but the first part I forgot. So would God give me a dream that I wouldn't remember, or perhaps I should wait and he might, because it was a pretty bad thing that happened in this dream. And I just wanted to know if I'm supposed to wait, or can I tell you what I know about the dream? Has anyone ever had that before where
I
they
tell
can't
you, I've,
remember?
yeah, there I have people that have different parts to dreams, and they'll forget part of it, and they'll ask the Lord to repeat that portion of dreams, and He'll do it.
Okay.
He'll give you a playback.
You'll give me a playback, and because you know, I did pray that he would restore my dreams because I hadn't had one in a while. So.
I know one person that I know of that used to do it all the time, and that was Sandy Shaw. She'd forget a portion of it and said, "Lord, bring that back to me," and he'd bring it back to her.
Okay, so Lord, I pray that you would bring it back to me so that I would remember the whole thing and wake up as soon as it's done and put bullet point remembrances so I can remember the next day on a sheet of paper beside my bed. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Because I know the Lord is sovereign over all things, so
Amen.
I guess
She used to do that on visions too.
you know I should have asked this question a long time ago because I must have missed out on quite a few dreams because I thought, well, why would he give me a dream where I can't remember it anyway? I'm not going to give you the portion of it because it was, I don't want to relate it. It was shocking. That's all I have to say from what I remember.
Was it worldwide or personal? I'm just asking. You don't have to answer.
Well, if
But
it happened where I was, it would have had to have been worldwide. Because the part I remember, if it was happening, what happened? It would be worldwide.
okay. Yeah, he'll give it back to you. Lord, we thank you that tonight, when he lays his head on the pillow, you'll re refresh the whole dream to him and place it in his memory, that he would remember the whole portion of it. And Lord, I thank you if that's something that you want him to do, Lord, and I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to
Amen.
God. Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Anna. She may have done that too.
I was just going to add in there about the dreams, because I am a dreamer. I dream all the time, every night, lots of dreams. And sometimes I have like crazy dreams, but usually I know when it's from the Lord. Usually the Lord will show me, or I can just have a sense about it or whatever. But I've had dreams where there will be like some crazy part in there, like an attack from the enemy. And still a portion that I know is from the Lord. And I've even had confirmation like this part came to pass, things like that. I've had a lot of dreams come to pass. And I would ask the Lord, like, what is the deal with this, Lord? Like, is the whole dream bad because this was bad or whatever? And the Lord has shown me that there could still be good parts. And also that if there is a good part, it doesn't have to be the whole other 3 hours of dream. Because, like I said, I dream a lot. And I used to think, oh man, if I'm going to tell David this dream, I have to include everything because Like, what if it's important, but the Lord has over the years, of course, helped me pare it down, but not to throw out a whole dream because maybe part of it was. But also there was a prophecy given here a few years ago. The Lord said that demons can help me, Michael, if I'm getting this wrong, but I believe the prophecy said that demons can potentially infiltrate dreams to try and get you to discredit what the Lord has shown, and that not to just throw out a whole dream because, well, something crazy happened, or there was an accusation against someone that you know wasn't true, or whatever. So that was it.
Yep. Amen. They can do it. Anyone else? And Lord, I thank you that everybody that has dreams from this point on is going to remember the whole thing. And Lord, if there's other parts of it that you don't need, they don't need to say, just take it away from them. We praise you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right.
And I'm going to ask for some prayer that I keep focused. I already prayed this last time, and perhaps the question is something I should ask here. When you're tempted and you're fighting the fight of this temptation, the Lord knows you're tempted, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because some people are there, they think they're sinning because of the temptation, and that's a real falsehood. So I just want to be focused.
What is that?
That's the guy upstairs doing his drilling. I don't know. Be quiet. Thank God.
Oh boy.
Don't know. It must be some sort of thing he has plugged in that turns on that way every so often. But it does it for 3 times, like about that length every day. I don't know what it is. So can people pray for me on this focus, to keep focused on the Lord, and to help
Yeah.
me to grow more?
Amen. I'm gonna pray for everybody, all of us.
I
Father
think,
God, go ahead.
no, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. Well, Father God, I know that you hear our prayers, and I thank you for it, Father. And we just lay ourselves before you, and we ask and we pray, Father, that our focus, you would help us to focus primarily on you all the time, and not on the things of the world, not on YouTube, not on TV, not on ball games, not on any of that stuff, because we're getting down to the, just my vernacular, real nitty-gritty here, of the bride and the man-child being anointed. And Father, we don't want anything to hinder our walk with you. And Lord, when we say that we repent, Father, let us follow through with that and not do it anymore. And we praise you for it, Father. We thank you that nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. We want that fire of the Holy Ghost in us that sets us on fire for you, Father God. And I know the only way to do that is to endure in our faith and to keep the word in us alive. And Father, we just praise you and thank you that every time we open the word of God, that revelations come forth, the revelations that would set us on fire again. Every time that we see the word and those verses that set us on fire, Lord, that they would stay with us, that we would be able to use them when the time comes. And Lord, we just want more of you and less of this world. And help us to do to stay focused with you, Lord. Help us all to stay focused with you, Father God. And because as we all know, nothing else matters but you. And if we've got our eyes and our ears and tuned to the Holy Spirit, and just stay with our clean conscience to stay away from those things that would distract us, Lord. I know we get texts a lot, you know, people say, "May I check this out? May I check this out?" Lord, place it in us to say, "No, not today. I'm coming after the Lord." And to just cast down everything worldly. And Lord, make us have that love for you that Jesus had. And Lord, place it in our hearts to pray and to seek you daily and to praise you and to glorify you, Father, in our walk with you, Lord. And I thank, Father, that everyone here, I believe, Lord, that everyone here wants to be fully ready when the time comes. And I thank you, Father, for keeping those demons off of our shoulders, saying, "Oh, you ought to go check this out. Man, you need to check this one out. Oh, you need to go do this. You need to go do that." And the times that we're supposed to be with you, that we would set our foot down, devil, get out of here in Jesus' name, and just get right back to seeking you, Lord. I ask that in the name of Jesus. Help us to walk us through that, Lord. Take our hand, pull us through in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Anybody else, just go ahead.
Thank you, Lord. And your word says, "Command ye me," and we have asked all these things, and I'm in full agreement with all these things, Father. And we want all these crazy things off of us, and we realize that these anxieties, you care for us, Father. And we have authority. We have authority, Lord. Great authority. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Lord, teach us how to endure in our faith too. Just stay with it and don't give up and confess the good confession at all times. And don't give up in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Father, thank you for increasing our love. We just ask you to increase our love for you, and specifically in Andrew, as he's asked for this specific request of single focused. And Lord, I thank you that you are greater than all of these distractions that come in our lives. And Lord, you know that. That every one of us, that we live in a society and in a frame of reference now that is totally inundated with distraction and technology at every level. And that you also know the temptation, the excitement, the enjoyment of you know, YouTube videos and various other different things, Lord. But you are greater, and your love is greater than all these things. And we thank you that greater is He that is in us than He that is in the world. So we just trust you, Lord. Grant us grace, to endure the temptations that come our way, and to choose rather to be with you and in your presence and in your word and in your truth. Lord, we love you, and we again just ask that you increase our love above all others, all other things, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Amen. All right. Anyone else? I was listening. Go ahead, Andrew, if you got something you want to share.
Just wanted to tack on the end of that and say,
Yeah.
yes, Lord, get rid of all our lovers, Lord. Get rid of those lovers that we're not supposed to have. And give us the true love. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb on that one. Praise God. All right. What was I going to say? Oh, well, it'll come back. The other night, that thing about Clint Eastwood, I believe I went ahead and gave that about as an AI. Is that right? Yeah, okay, I thought I did. But Patrick wanted to go over some of it, and I told him, yeah, we can go talk about it a little bit. Go ahead, Patrick.
It wasn't so much the a particular content that was in it. I know that don't know if it, I guess it was this morning or yesterday morning, as the Lord just kind of took me through kind of a I guess kind of like a history of the technologies, you know. But there was, there is, well, I don't know how to put this. I kind of don't know how to start. I know that there's a tendency that when we watch, videos, or we watch TV or something like that, it's almost the kind of hidden thing that what we're seeing is truth, because it is on the internet, or it's on a post, or it's on TV or whatever. And it's a kind of a subtle thing. I think what, you know, there was, I know some of you guys in this room are probably old enough. I know I remember television when it was kind of in its infancy. And I happened to be reading, as I was thinking about this, I kind of went back and read, the actual technology of television was created in the 20s, like 1920s, and around in that time when there was a very kind of explosive, time of invention and creation and whatever. But the interesting thing about it is the first, I think, television broadcast was in the 30s. Sometime in the 30s, and it was financed by General Electric. They General Electric, in their, electronics labs, they were experimenting, and basically the concept is they were trying to put a visual on radio programs. And what, and of course, that was kind of the beginning of what happened, how the thing developed and started, and then it just kind of grew from there. But I remember when I was a kid, you would watch some of these programs, and then they would always stop and say, it'd stop in about every 15 minutes, basically, and say, "Now for a word from our sponsor." And then, of course, commercial would come on, and some of it they would advertise there or demonstrate the latest product or this and that. And it was kind of a unspoken understanding at the time that what you were watching on TV was a presentation. It was entertainment, but it wasn't real. It wasn't, in other words, it was an act. And later on, as you become older and thinking about things and the logistics of why people do things and why this was happening, it was very apparent that the reason for television, the one of the original reasons, was it was an advertising medium. And it was because it's very powerful to put words and have a visual with it, especially if if you have something like a personal testimony or something like that. And so, but the bottom line is that it wasn't for the purpose of entertainment or news. It was for the purpose of gathering your attention for a program so that you could have 60 seconds worth of time that you could put your particular content in and promote an item or sell a product or whatever it was. And it was a wildly popular invention. Television was just absolutely like exactly like computers. When computers were first kind of invented in the 70s, as far as for public use, you had maybe one computer on the block, or in the neighborhood, maybe. And now everybody has a computer right here on their hip. And there's people probably have two or three in their house, and whatever, laptops and whatever. But we get, I guess the point that I was thinking about it is the purpose of, say, television was for capturing your attention so that it could, you could use that attention and promote your product every, 15 minutes, etc. Now, that's not in and of itself a bad thing. It's just taking it, using, it's a way of advertising, a way of, presenting a product. But in the later years here, I'm going to say in the Well, it's probably longer than that, but there has been uses of the purpose of television and computers and information out there. It's been used solely to develop or to manipulate our mindset in the public. And of course, we've seen this. We know that this has happened. It's really become very blatant as of, the last 10, 15 years. I remember when in the 70s, I was working in Houston, and I think I've told this story, but I had a time. It seemed like the programming on TV was st so staggered that And I think it was because of the time change that Texans don't, I think Houston didn't adhere to the daylight savings time or something like that. And it staggered the national news broadcasts. And I got used to coming home after work, and at 5 o'clock, I would turn on CBS, and on at 5:30, I'd turn on NBC, and 6 o'clock, I'd turn on CB, the other one, and so I'd watched all three of these, and I began to notice over the period of time the different versions of the same story. And it was very blatant right there in my face. And it didn't happen all the time, but you would see it happened enough that I noticed it. And so one of the things that I thought we ought to talk about. I watched I read the article that about Clint Eastwood, and then I did a search on YouTube, and of course it's you have the it's the YouTube videos are on about it. And one thing that you notice is that everyone that you click on basically is the same video information. And the thing that I guess the thing that I wanted to, I don't know, exhort us to be cautious in looking at look at the bottom, in the section under the notes below, where it's got a more indication, and you can look down there, and you'll see a disclaimer many times. And on this particular one, I think there was a disclaimer at the bottom that said, "This content is for educational and inspirational purposes only." It is based on public figures and widely discussed topics. This video may contain commentary, dramatization, or opinion, and should not be taken as factual record or actual events. Viewer discretion is advised. That's a and you'll see them on various other video as well, but usually they are videos that are generated, and they're not necessarily generated by AI, but they're Google and YouTube. There are programs that you can use that you can create different videos, etc. But it's all created content and using voice recognition software and various different things. So there's also computer programs that will take your voice if you've had you can speak into it. It'll create or replicate your voice, replicates the tonal quality, the tone, the how much you it sounds exactly like your own voice, but it's you can type in something into the program, and it will speak your voice out. The only difference is that, and you can tell when it's being used, because it may sound like your voice, but it's absolutely perfect. In other words, as I'm speaking here and you're listening to me, excuse me, you hear different things where I'm pausing or I'm thinking and I'm or I'm stuttering or I'm I'm saying trying to get something through, the flow of what I'm saying is maybe jerky or not or hesitating, or maybe I've said the wrong thing, I'm backing up and rethinking or whatever. You don't usually have that on these generated type of programs or video presentations. They're very articulate, very concise, make no mistakes, perfect English, etc. So, I guess what I, number one, what I was thinking is that the information and the content there, I think it was very good. I don't disagree, necessarily disagree with anything there. As far as dates being, set and whatever, I don't know. I can easily say that. I also don't know Clint Eastwood, so I can't call him up and ask him, did you really have this dream? It's information that's coming over the internet, and so I have no way of verifying that it's true. However, when you see, if you watch the videos, you'll see that there's not really any place or any there's no place where you have Clint actually speaking this and he's telling the story. You have a narrator on the side that's telling the story, and then you see various different images of him and pictures of him and etc. One of the things that kind of hit me about it was that the voice that is there that replicates Clint's voice is a young person's voice. Clint is, I think, 95 years old, and he has a very raspy voice like this, And so the caution is what, let me backtrack just a second. One of the things that I noticed, when I had the frame of reference growing up that television was fake, it was an act, and there's a motive for a sales procedure here happening here. So there's a somebody is profiting from the fact that you're watching this. But my children, when they grew up, they didn't have that. They didn't share that same perspective. Because, and so what was coming across the TV, maybe to them, they were sensing it as more true or more real or whatever. I don't know that my grandchildren have any concept of or concern one way or the other related to it. And so there's a loss of perspective there over time, and we get used to it, and it becomes very powerful because we lose that perspective. So the same thing happens with stories across the internet and videos and everything. The most powerful videos that I have ever seen and that I enjoy are testimonies. You can see people talking, they're speaking, or interviews with people battering stuff back and forth because you know that it's real. It's a real conversation that's taking place. It wasn't created by somebody writing a nice story and then sending it through and mimicking another person's voice. Again, the content may be absolutely true. And that's that's kind of the danger that we're in, is the content can be absolutely true. But let's say, what would the devil, what would be the purpose for the devil if he wanted to use something like this and use content that was absolutely true? And the thing that came to me as I was pondering this is that the thing or the deception, if there is a deception, it may not be the deception of the content of the information as much as it is our subtle dependence upon that particular medium or that thing, putting a certain sense of dependence upon it as being true and reputable or dependable. And I think that is the thing that if there is a deception there, that is the subtle deception, is that our dependence or reliance on it as being true can, I believe, tend to create a snare for us if we're not focusing on the Word of God, trusting the Holy Spirit to lead us into all truth and to open up our eyes and protect us from evil, etc. I didn't really want to get into a big thing about whether the particular video or the message was true or not true. It was really more of an aspect of there's a psychological dependence upon that medium as being true, and it may or may not be. So I would just encourage everybody, again, not that the content is not true. It very, very well may be true, but at least we need to recognize that that it didn't come from, if it came from Clint Eastwood, he hired somebody to create a video of that content and to mimic his voice and that sort of thing. So again, I'm a little uneasy with, again, I enjoy these things and I read them and I, put them on the shelf and think about them and make sure that they're there. But as far as putting full confidence in that reality, I'm a little hesitant to do that. So anyway, I didn't mean to. I'm hope I didn't disrupt anybody's thinking that way or whatever. I was reading some of the comments that were made on some of the videos, and it just struck me that the people making the comments were responding back to Clint. Clint, that's very insightful, and wow, it really hit me, Clint. And they're talking to Clint, and they didn't realize that they're talking to a computer generated video. Excuse me. So I just wanted to, I guess, raise an awareness or, put a flag out there to just to be cautious at looking at these things and put them in the proper perspective, I guess, would be the prayer. So anyway, that's all I wanted to say.
Okay, the problem I see with AI is what I'm seeing now. people are using it for the most ungodliest things. And some things that pastors are using it for preaching to get them to generate a study or something, a preaching word or whatever. I guess is what I've heard. Now, I don't know that, but I've heard that they're utilizing. And also, I understand that AI is taking the place of a lot of workers in certain industries and taking them out of the workforce and all they have to, because it's very dependable. Once it does something, it's, I don't know, it's another new medium that's coming on the scene. Shoot, I can remember when it cost me $10 a month for internet, and all I could get on my internet, this was back in the early 70s, or not our early 70s, it was late 70s, and all I could get was on my little Apple was a screen with letters on it. That's all you could get. You couldn't get anything with content to speak of, but you could get a lot of writing, a lot of books if you wanted to. That was back in, let me think here. That had to have been about 80, no, it was in 80, early 80s, 81, 82. I can remember when TV, as a kid, the only thing Daddy would watch on TV would be Saturday Night Fights. Had to watch Saturday Night Fights on a little old square box about like that. Wasn't much to it. But yeah, we're getting into some high-tech stuff, and the deep state would really love to do away with labor intense type work. And they're trying their best to do it with robots and AI. I was reading the other day where they were fixing to put a bunch of people out of work because the robots fixing to take over in certain industries, almost wholesale, just taking over. You know why they're doing it, don't you? It's because they can depend on those robots to be there for work. They don't have to pay them a lot. They just have to maintain them. But yeah, we're coming into a new phase, yeah, of our lives with this new electronic stuff coming on. Yeah, Anna.
I'm not sure how much we could pray about against AI, but one thing I've been praying we could maybe pray together is that they would make it illegal to put it out there without complete disclaimers. Because I've seen stuff like what Pat was saying, but also stuff that's like, why would you even make that AI? Like, there's absolutely no reason not to just use a real video. Like, it might be something like Obi wanted to look up a picture of peacocks flying, how they look when they take flight, how the fan goes. And there was AI videos. Like, there's no reason for that. And I guess that people are just putting it out as much content as they can get to get their views or whatever. But sometimes it doesn't say it's AI. And I think that should be, yeah, like Missy said, money. I think that should be illegal, really. That's what I've been praying. They make it illegal to say it without, not just a little disclaimer down where Pat was saying, but there should be like a banner or something. This is AI, so everybody knows, because I see a lot of people are falling for stuff that seems very obvious to me. So, Lord, that's what I pray, Father, that you just completely change it, that the just laws would be put in place and quickly, and that you protect your people, Lord. We know that we're going to be hated of all nations for your namesake, Lord, and they got technology to slander and even put video evidence out there against people that's just completely fake. And Lord, I know that they're not necessarily going to prosecute that kind of thing.
at some point because that's what they're going to do during the tribulation probably. But Lord, I just pray that you put laws in place where people have to advertise, look, this is man-made, this is fake, whatever, that it has to be put out there where everyone can see it, and that you give discernment to your people in Jesus' name. Lord, up the discernment that people would know. And Lord, protect your true people from such attacks as they're capable of doing now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yep, amen. Lord, that they have to identify themselves and identify what they're doing. Go ahead, Missy.
One thing that kind of goes along with this is, like I've noticed on Telegram and on X, there's a lot of people that have accounts that are named, like for instance, Tucker Carlson might have four different, there might be four different accounts,
Missy,
huh?
what is Telegram?
It's an
It's
app.
an app.
It's a
It's like Signal. Similar.
okay.
Or even similar to X. But anyway, there will be like four different accounts named Tucker Carlson, kind of a slightly different named or whatever. And people trying to, give the impression that it's the real Tucker Carlson having this account. And they'll even have pictures that are AI that make you really think it's that person too, and so on and so forth. And so, Father, I even ask, Lord, that even with this kind of thing, that people have to, if they're going to have an account in any of these social medias, that they have to prove that they are that person in Jesus' name, and that they can't have an account with a person's name, and that is not really them, in Jesus' name. And thank you, Lord, for doing that. And that to go along with Anna's, there's a lot of videos out there portraying like the Clint Eastwood thing, that they're speaking and saying these things. And even though what they may be saying may be true to a degree, it's not actually that person and their beliefs and so on and so forth. And so we ask you, Father, we just cast this down and ask that there be laws against that too. Impersonating someone. I mean, isn't that kind of illegal in general anyway, Anyway, so we thank you, Lord, for doing that. Hoping this
Amen.
AI thing gets straightened out in Jesus' name. We ask the angels to go forth and slow down this technology. I know there's people that are heavy into it, Lord, that have created it, and they're even concerned with how much it's moving ahead so quickly, they are themselves are concerned about it. So we thank you, Lord, for slowing it down in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Go ahead, Julie.
Another thing on that vein, what Missy was saying, and Anna and everybody, one of the things I did catch in that Clint Eastwood video, and there's others that are similar in when they're impersonating, and as they say, there's a disclaimer, and they say it's so and so, that's making these statements and stuff. And especially when it has to do with the religious content, where they're saying that Jesus appeared to me and he said this, or Jesus spoke to me, he told me about this, and he warned me these are things, and on and on. What it is borderline, because I know it's fake, but everyone has to give account to God. And when people are saying that Jesus said or God said, it's a thus saith the Lord kind of thing. And I it's kind of one of those things where it's like, well, really, you really, did God really say that? That they're, it's not like blasphemy, but It's, you know, we got to be careful even when we think we're hearing from the Lord, right? And he's like, was that the spirit of God or was that my flesh, you know, or, you know, something else? But they're saying that these people actually heard and Jesus spoke to them or, you know, that kind of thing. So there's people, I think, are just using this, the freedom of speech, and taking it to limits that we've never been before. And I agree that there needs to be some
I
laws
agree.
put in place to protect people, because a lot of people would get hurt by things. And what they are doing is, what I see coming in my mind, what I think, and I know David's talked about this too, and the Sovereign God book, and about deception, God's sovereignty over deception and things. But, you know, at the time when I know he wrote that, I don't think, you know, that kind of thing, you know, CGI and, you know, artificial intelligence, all these things were even in the works. I know there was, you know, the music industry and the, you know, the movies and all that stuff. It's all make believe. It's all acting. And it's all performances and stuff. But I think when it's like entailing the gospel and how many people are already out there, we have to be discerning that these are, if this is a true prophet or not, or if this is a true teacher or not. We have to, you know, look at that in respect to, does it line up with the word of God? Because we're supposed to prove the spirits to see if they are of God. So it's like learning to discern what's AI or not. This is a real educational experience I'm finding. So that's kind of what I just wanted to say, is like when they're saying that they're putting stuff out there and saying, Jesus said this to me, or he appeared to me in a vision, and that, you know, it's not, if it's not true, it's not true, and it's lying. So, you know, so I just think that needs to be addressed with whomever.
I saw Jesus in a spaceship, you know, that kind of stuff.
Well.
Missy, wasn't it you that was telling me that the same story of Clint Eastwood, also somebody had it for Elon Musk?
Yeah, I went and I looked, and there was a comment saying that they found that day four different people with the same, almost, if not the exact same story. Four people they had with that same four things that were going to happen in November, you know, and then there
Yeah.
were four different people they had the same kind of story with.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Amen. That prophet gets around, don't he?
It's, you
Yeah.
know, they do this to make money, and it's horrible. And my thought is, you know, when people find out that this stuff isn't true, you know, especially unbelievers, it gives Christians a bad name.
Yeah. I can see that. Okay, Pat, go ahead.
Yeah, I was one of the things, I guess one of the points that I was thinking about is, you know, back when in the early invent of TV and the or advent of TV or whatever you want to say. It was so new that again, when they broke for a commercial, they would always pause it and say, and now for a word from our previous, you know, our sponsor, or and then they go, well, that disclaimer that, you know, that was kind of a disclaimer that you know, let you know that you got a break in the entertainment and now you're going to watch a sales you know, a pitch here. Well, those disclaimers pretty well stopped after a while. In other words, you don't you, I don't know of a time when you see that on a television show now. You don't see that type of disclaimer. And I think that obviously we're working to the place where you're not going to see those disclaimers on videos either. And matter of fact, even now they have it down in the small print below the video, and you know how many people even bother to go down there and investigate. So, but and the other thing that I'm thinking is that, you know, if you read Revelation and talk about the descriptions of the beast, and you know, it is a world system that I believe will incorporate this technology, you know, the robotics, and the computer generated images, and the whole thing. I think it fits right into that old beast system, you know. And so anyway, it's good to be aware of it. And I think it was Missy or maybe Julie that said the best defense is our own discernment, and the Holy Spirit guiding us out of the deception and through into the truth. So, you know, the closer we stay to the Lord through these times, you know, it's like we're in an environment is like the wild, wild west. You know, you pretty well have to you have to hold on to that Bible and you know, that weapon on your hip. You know, you have to maintain your own domain, I guess you might say, and trust the Lord to lead us through this thing, because obviously God knows exactly where this is going, and he's given us the ability to walk in his light and in his life and be preserved through this time that we're in and coming into. So praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead, Barbara.
Hi. I typed in Clint Eastwood prophecy on YouTube, and apparently he's had a lot of predictions or whatnot, like in October, and I think I saw one in August. I didn't even bother playing them. I didn't feel right about them, but you know, apparently, you know, someone's throwing that out there and using his name, and so apparently a lot of stuff was supposed to happen. I don't recall anything came true in for October, which was just last month. But anyways, just wanted to bring you guys aware of that as well.
Amen. All right, Andrew.
So, in effect, it's a place where you could be deviating from the truth if you accept something. And I seem to remember some things my mother told me when she was in Germany, not by her choice, anyway, on how Hitler used to come on the radio and really get the people all riled up. And everybody had to have his printed vote too, you know, and Mein Kampf. And so, if you can get a textbook from school, and it'll talk about evolution too, and so there's a lot of mindsets there on how people can accept things so literally, you know. But there's also you can get hooked on these things. Even if it's how to repair a house or something, and you can be in that too much, you know. At least that's not as controversial. It might make you a good carpenter or how to put up drywall and stuff, but you know, it could be really an addiction, like any other sort of addiction. And when you go to something that's pretty much not as hostile, like that, or and then you go to this AI stuff. So, you know, I in my little experiment that I did, you know, I think that it was a failure, and it was a little bit of a success, but more so a failure. And you know, some of the things that happened in the past, you know, the Allies even tried to deprogram the German people from being Nazis, and they found that it was easier with the young people. They even had to do that with the young people because there was the Hitlerjugend and everything. So, but what if, because they're around these people, they're being programmed by the Nazis, and maybe that's the problem we might have today. By their deprogramming, you may have become programmed. Anyway, and of course, Uncle Joe ain't no Uncle Joe anymore, is he? And that was, what's his name? Stalin. He ain't no Uncle Joe anymore, is he? And but he was good in a fight. So maybe there was some programming there too, because you know the leaders were together there. So and plus what the people did, you know, you'll know them by their fruit. It's a sad thing that when these things happen, that's against God's word. And it's a progressive thing. So, you know, I like what the Lord gave me, sort of a little formula. Every word read, every word heard, every word spoken, and everyone that pops into your head has spirit attached to it. So that's like all. I do remember one, you know, we used to have a black and white TV and it broke. We weren't a rich family, so we couldn't afford one. That was one of my best years in school because I was in grade school, you know, and I was smarter that year. And I was going, hey, why is my homework done? I don't know if my other siblings noticed, but I noticed. And I went, I'm getting better marks in school. Anyway, for those who don't know what a black and white TV is, it's really cool. Anyway, it would be probably very cool to some people, but they wouldn't watch it. And it is entertainment.
Can you remember which one of the TV programs went color first? It was two of them.
No, I don't know that. I just finished. You know, we didn't get a color TV till everyone on the block already had one.
Yeah. I can relate to that. But it was Disneyland and Bonanza.
Yeah. Yeah, it was on at 6 o'clock every night.
Disney, yeah.
All Disney. You know, and everyone wanted to watch that one. And that was a pretty docile thing, you know.
Yeah.
And mom liked it, you know. The TV is completely different on what they, I don't even know what they put. I don't even know a program anymore, you know, when you don't watch that, you know. So I, but, well, you know, this YouTube can be very addictive. And my little experiment there to try and look at YouTube and try to pick out the things that are lies against God's word was detrimental to me, I would say. But there's no need for it, and you know, it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. Maybe that's why I need so much focus now. You know, the fast is, when I do a fast, I'll fast everything, like any of this communication to me. And anyway, I just wanted to add that.
Amen. Even when black and white TV was there, Andrew, if you remember, you remember the program Ozzie and Harriet? Well, they had two different beds, one for Ozzie and one for Harriet, and they were the mom and dad. And you know, it was, everything was okay. It wasn't any messing around going on back then. But boy, now you got a bunch of mess up there. Okay, Missy.
I vaguely remember that show, but that was way past way before.
Sure it was. Sure it was.
But I had to kind of laugh when you said that, because even the thought of you weren't even allowed to, from what you said, you weren't even that it was horrible to even show husband and wife just even laying in bed talk, having a conversation. The fact that they had two different beds, that was kind of funny. Anyway,
yeah, I did.
See, Michael, I told you the TV was broken, so we only had one channel that came in good. The French channel came in good, but that was no
that was no help at all.
And so, you know, the channel where I got some American TV, you know, you had to sort of hold the TV with your hand to stick your hand in the air.
I remember
how
those.
I can't watch, you know.
I remember go out there, Michael, and turn it just a little bit to the left, you know, or something yeah. like that.
Well, we finally figured out someone cut the wire for those antenna things on the on the roof, you know. And anyway, yeah. But you know, I do remember watching the black and white movie 1984, and I was, whoa, you know, it's almost like that. You know, and I'm really trying to not watch any of that. I haven't been watching any of it since the past. But there's like this one show that I want to, and I'm trying to get a victory over this. So that if I could watch that one show when it comes on, and then just get away from that, because it's about 30 minutes, and then that's it for that week, you know, that would be nice. And my sister doesn't have a computer or a phone.
Praise God.
That's only because of her handicap, though. She has crippled hands. And my brother doesn't either, but he probably watches it, but he's in a house for the mentally disabled, and he can't speak too well. He whispers in his talking and his singing too. So I don't know what happened there, and I've seen him maybe six times. That's a thing, you know.
I can remember as a child, Andrew, I lived in a very small community, about 7 miles from the nearest town, and we had a guy come in in the summertime with a tent and showed silent movies. It cost a quarter to go down there and watch a silent movie. We loved it.
What were those three guys? The big guy and the funny haired guy?
Curly
yeah.
Harry and Bo.
Yeah.
Three Stooges.
Yeah, and Francis, you know, the talking mule. I wonder where they got that idea.
I don't know. Well, that's where the talking horse, Mr. Ed, came through, I guess, is similar. Yeah. Yeah, those were the good old days. You didn't have to worry about what you watched. Yeah, Pat.
So those were the days that content was relatively clean and wholesome, which I guess almost proves my point, is that they use it's not the content necessarily that is the danger point. It's becoming dependent upon that medium of communication or entertainment or whatever, and thinking that it is trustworthy. I mean, what it took a generation, you know, 20 or 30 or whatever years, 40 years to slowly change that and change the morality of the people, the audience watching it. And it has become, you know, it's become, what is that scripture that you've reaped the wind, or you've sown the wind and reaped the whirlwind? You know, it has grown and exaggerated and exploded, and the evil is so pervasive now that it is in everything. So, yeah, it's just, it is the medium that is the real deceptive tool there, you know.
The laws have changed as far as the content on television used to be. They had real strict, stringent laws against cussing, showing skin, or any of that kind of stuff. I don't know what happened, but they sure laxed up on that. Yeah, money happened.
Was that because of laws or because of the moral standard of the people that were? Because
people were knocked off TV for saying a four-letter cuss word.
Was that because of a law or because of the,
Well, yeah, back then they had stringent laws against it. You couldn't do it on the radio either, amateur radio, any of that stuff. The laws have changed. Somebody did this, yeah, that's probably what it is money.
Or people have just learned to accept it, I guess.
I guess so. I remember, what was that late night comedian that got kicked off TV because he said a four-letter cuss word? It wasn't really bad. It was, well, nowadays, I'm talking about as opposed to what it was back then. Got kicked off TV. Yeah, Missy.
Just to kind of give a clear perspective of this whole thing, I had looked up and asked, I did a search and I asked if Clint Eastwood was a born again Christian. and this is what I got. It was like
First
second or
question
third.
I'd have is that AI generated question answer?
It's not. It's exactly. I know.
Okay.
I avoid looking at those answers, to my best of ability. Anyway, this is from X, and he doesn't use social media, but this is on his behalf.
So X is
Saying,
another app.
yeah, it's a social media app.
You're
I
going to have
don't
to get
have
up
it,
to speed
but
here, Andrew.
if you look, sometimes you can find stuff, if you do a search, there'll stuff that will pop up from X. Anyway, so this is Clint Eastwood's account, even though he doesn't use social media, and it'll say this down further, but this is what this statement says. It says verified statement on false AI videos and misinformation. For clarity, Clint Eastwood was born on May 31st, 1930. He is a 95-year-old man. Clint remains in good health and has never used a wheelchair. Any images or footage suggesting otherwise are entirely fabricated. Clint was raised Protestant and attended church in his early youth, but distanced himself from religion by age 12. He has since described himself as agnostic and has never publicly identified as a Christian or made religious declarations. He has not been politically active in years and has described himself as a libertarian, not affiliated with any political party. A number of false claims and AI-generated videos have recently circulated online, falsely portraying Clint Eastwood in ways that are completely inaccurate. These include videos using AI voice manipulation, deep fakes in parentheses, falsely showing Clint discussing Jesus Christ, religious visions, and prophetic messages. Also, fabricated videos claiming Clint had conflicts with celebrities or appeared in a wheelchair, which he has never used. False claims that Clint recently turned 100 or celebrated extravagant birthday events he never attended. Politically charged memes and AI-generated speeches attempting to tie Clint to ideologies or endorsements he does not support. We want to be absolutely clear. These videos and claims are not real and should not be shared. Clint Eastwood does not personally use YouTube, social media, or any other video platforms himself to make public statements or speak on private matters. He has never authorized the use of his voice, image, or likeness for AI-generated content of any kind. Out of respect for his privacy and legacy, we ask that viewers do not share or promote these manipulated videos, memes, or false claims. And then at the very bottom, it has this one picture of him in a wheelchair, like with his head down, and it has an X over it, says fake. And then there's another one showing this birthday cake that he was supposedly 100 years old, which he's not, is a fake. And then this other picture, it's probably a video, is where it was probably gotten from. I gave my life to Jesus Christ because fake. So that really kind of really gives you a really clear, I thought this was so well written. It sounds like it was written by a lawyer. To a degree. It's clear and concise, and it doesn't make any threats or anything like that. But it was very well written on his behalf, and it makes very very good point. Of just the deception out there. And he's not the only one it's being done with. as we pointed out. So I just.
On that one particular one that I read the other day, it didn't say he was 100 years old. It said he was 95.
But yeah,
He
there
was
was
born in 1917, I think it said.
1930 is his real birthday.
30. Well, listen,
1930.
Wikipedia. Maybe it's a
Yeah. But anyway,
Yeah,
so that's just that just gives you an idea of how rampant this stuff is. It's crazy.
amen. All right, Ben.
Just to kind of continue on with sort of the conversation that, and the only reason why I know this is because Karen works in a daycare. There's a show out there. I don't know if you guys have heard what it's called. It's called Cocomelon. Maybe the Stewarts know what I'm talking about. And this
Called what?
show, it's called Cocomelon. It's like a kid's little cartoon show. And this show's interesting in the fact that they've done studies on kids and they tried to see the attention span of kids, what colors the kids are drawn to quicker, and the type of sounds that the kids are drawn to. And so if you watch this show, you get very, what's the word I'm looking for? Like it feels like you're watching a lot for a kid's show. And it's because they have all these different colors and it's a different picture every like 5 seconds. And it's what it does is that it brainwashes these kids into being like, oh, I love this show. I love this show. I love this show because it's constantly changing and flashing. It's kind of like TikTok where you get a new video every 5 or 6 seconds. And so it's been sort of disclosed to the public, like, yes, very overstimulated. Yeah, that's the word that I'm looking for. It's very stimulating. You feel like, what the heck? Like I'm all flustered. Like people get headaches and people get nauseous watching this show, and these kids are just like glued to the television watching this thing. And
Is it a
so
cartoon?
it's a cartoon. Yeah, it's really weird looking, and it's like a dumb, it's a dumb kids show, like. But it's got all these things that it overstimulates the kid. And I find that's why we see a lot of kids that are like, they call them iPad kids, where it's like they can't be away from their phone or their iPad for longer than 10 minutes and then they go crazy or something. And I find that it's adds on to this whole ADHD thing, and it's wild. It's just like it's not even like bad stuff. Like the kid was like playing baseball on the show or whatever, but like it was just like like they're turning him into zombies. It's wild. They're making them very docile and controlled, and I find that's probably how they do things even with adults as well. And it's scary.
You know, they've been manipulating kids for a long time on TV. Go ahead, Pat.
Were the I heard this definition one time, or maybe it's a person, I don't remember what who it was now. I think it was Gothard or something, but he said amusement was taken or created from, I guess, the maybe the Greek word or something, awe meaning know, and muse meaning think. No thinking, amusement. I don't know if that's true or not, but it sounded good. But anyway, the interesting psychological thing I think that happens with, say, the difference between television and radio is that radio, completely requires your imagination to be kicked into gear. If you're following a story or something like that, your imagination is engaged because you have to recreate what those words are saying in your mind. What informed that picture? Television bypasses that and puts you in a basic passive stance where all you're doing is receiving. You're receiving the images, and your imagination isn't it isn't really engaged. So I guess if your imagination isn't engaged, the television is putting those images into your brain and accomplishing the same thing, maybe, but it's their images instead of the ones that you create in your imagination. So anyway, and it creates a population of people that have lost the ability to think. And of course, all you have to do is look at our educational system today and the results. I think many states have already eliminated the SAT tests because nobody can pass them, you know. So it's getting pretty pathetic as far as education, and but the public education system has done its
You
deed, you
know
know.
why? Do you happen to know why that has degraded to where it is today?
Why?
Government interventions. They've taken it away from the parents, like it used to be when I went to school. The parents, they had the PTA, they had all of these people coming in and checking on their kids and making sure the teachers were teaching them something. They don't have any anymore.
And in the 80s, we had decided to homeschool our children. And we didn't really pull them out of the school because we decided we weren't putting them in the school. And it was almost a battle with, I'm going to say, well, it was a battle with society. You had to prove that you were educating your children, and you had to do tests, and it was, I mean, it was where that's the way it used to be. Kids were all taught at home or taught at, in Sunday school, and for the most part your education was at home. And it is just flip-flopped now. You can go to jail if you for whatever to if you don't take your kids to make sure that your kids are in public school now. So it's whatever.
It's a money thing too. They get paid for every child that's there. Yeah, I heard someone here not too long ago that the U.S. used to be in the top tier of education of our children. Now they're in the bottom of that graph now. We've allowed these people to teach things that they don't have any business teaching them. Thank you, Lord, for homeschoolers. Homeschoolers are beating them, beating public schools hand over fist. Yeah, Missy.
I forget exactly where I saw this, but I saw a statement or something about those who voted for Mom Donnie or what a, how you ever say his name. It was college kids, a high population of college kids, and that goes to show you
How
the
dumb they are.
well, what they're teaching them in college too is why they did that. They're we know that they've been taught communist and socialism ideology and all that hogwash and the woke stuff and all that crazy stuff. So that to me was very telling, you know.
Do you, does everybody understand why they wanted to teach the things that they're teaching, communism, anarchy, and all of that stuff? You know why? To get rid of this democratic nation, this republic, democrat na a nation, and turn it into something that they can control. They can't control ever how many millions and billions of guns they've got out here in the United States now. They've been trying their best to get the Second Amendment pulled out many, many times, and they hadn't been able to do it. But there's a reason why they put it in the Constitution. Does anybody know why?
What are you talking about, the Second Amendment?
Right to bear arms.
To preserve the First Amendment. Because that's the first thing they want to do is to get rid of our ability to speak.
Yeah, Missy.
It also, it's my understanding too that the right to bear arms is to prohibit a tyrannical government.
That's the primary reason. That's not secondary. That's the primary reason that they put that in the Constitution to for the population to be able to defend themselves against a tyranny government.
All you have to do is read the Declaration of Independence and the very first 2 or 3 lines. I don't obviously don't have it memorized, but he said, in the events of human history, basically he's saying, in the events of human history, sometimes it becomes necessary for a people to rise up against a tyrannical government, in order to preserve their God-given rights, or whatever. You could go back and actually read the Declaration of Independence, and it's funny when you read these things, these documents. Like, if you read the First Amendment, you can't see anything in there about the separation of church and state. If you actually read it, it reads the exact opposite. I mean, it's kind of funny how things have just turned upside down, and one of the and very interesting thing is when you read those documents, you see, man, those guys really knew how to communicate, articulate. I mean, it blows you away. That's why I watching a television program, I watched a series one time. It was Pride and Prejudice, and I enjoyed that show so much simply because if you've ever watched it, they could so, and I think this is because of the English people. They sound so intelligent. They can articulate so well and form their sentences so beautifully, and they can actually criticize and ridicule you in a perfectly beautiful sentence, that and sentence structure and formulation and everything is just beautiful. But it's crazy. And that, and like the Declaration of Independence, exactly the same. You have to read that thing and think about what he's actually saying there. It's amazing. Anyway.
Amen. Amen. All right, anyone else? I got about 10 minutes. How many of you in junior high was taught the Constitution? Civics. Did you have American civics? Yeah. We had world history. We had United States history. They taught us in the 8th grade the Bill of Rights, and had to learn the preamble to the Constitution. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, and ensure domestic tranquility. I can remember that stuff from way back in the 8th grade. That's been a couple of years ago. Go ahead, Missy.
I'm laughing because Merle loves memorizing stuff. He memorized that too, and he could probably still tell it to you too. And like even like nursery rhymes and stuff like that. I mean, he rattles them off, you know? He
Like
just,
that,
well,
brother.
no, you know what I'm saying.
Okay,
But yeah,
all right,
he's good at that kind of thing. He
yeah.
probably knows the oh, what's Lincoln's speech? I'm horrible. I'm like totally opposite of him. History and memorizing stuff.
Gettysburg Address.
Yeah, there you go. Duh. Anyway, yeah, he probably, I'm almost sure he knows that too. So,
I can't do that one. I didn't have to learn it. The preamble's the only one I had to learn. All right. Anyone else? Y'all don't have this trouble up in Canada, do you, anymore? Yeah, I know. Y'all turned into a pretty sad country up there. I'm just saying, bless your heart. I feel for you. You got a bunch of nutcases running that place.
can happen everywhere.
Oh my. We got ours too. What one little thing, it was kind of neat. I saw John Kennedy take down AOC. I mean, it was epic. It was, you know who John Kennedy is, don't you? That senator from Louisiana that just talks, he's kind of like Columbo. You remember that movie Columbo? He'd get them and move them around till he had them. And they would have no idea what he was doing. That's the way Kennedy did. Boy, he called her out, Missy. He called her out. He said, "Well, let's see. You got this amount of $1 million from what they call those set up companies that they use to launder their money."
Special interest groups, kind
Huh?
of thing. Special interest groups, or some, or USAID, or special interest
DOGE,
groups.
I think's what they call them, something like that. Anyway, but he just. I mean, he brought her down. I should be lucky to have a job tomorrow. I love the way he does. I hope he brings them all down like that. Let Kennedy do it, because I let's pray. It's
It's a gift.
a
He has
it's
a
a
gift.
gift. It is. It's a gift. He's real good at it. I heard Ted Cruz talking about him, and he said he's got a brilliant. He said Kennedy's got a brilliant mind, and he says he don't get in no hurry because he wants to get him like a fox after a chicken. And he said he is absolutely brilliant. doing
And he
that.
comes off his presentation, he comes off exactly the opposite.
Yep, you think he's gone,
And
ain't got any sense.
yeah, you think he's a down home, whatever,
Country boy, it ain't got no
country
sense.
boy hick or something like that. And I think he uses that impression to suck him in,
He's actually got a high, very high IQ, Kennedy did. And
Absolutely.
AOC called him a hillbilly and didn't know what he was doing. She shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, I was gonna say she's gonna be his next victim.
Oh, she already has been. She got caught the other day. He had the goods on her where she was getting her money through illegal ways, through her brother's some kind of company.
Brother's wedding. It was a brother's wedding, but she died. He was dead.
I don't know. But just, he, I mean, he took her to the woodshed. She got a thrashing, man.
The problem is it doesn't really, other than the entertainment value, it doesn't really change anything, because these politicians, they're there because they're not there because necessarily because of their intelligence. They're there because they've been paid for or can be paid for, Which he was probably speaking about that with AOC. She was a bartender 4 or 5 years ago, and now she's worth like 20 some million bucks or something like that. How does that happen on a $200,000 a year, job? So.
No, he's not related to John F. Kennedy. No. He's not part of that Kennedy clan, as far as I know. Yeah, Andrew.
AOC for anyone who's not American.
American of communistic.
AOC, Ocasio, what is it? What
It's
is it, Julie?
American of communist communism. American of communism.
Cortez is her last name.
Cortez. Ocasio.
Alexander Ocasio-Cortez, something
Yeah,
like
there
that.
you go. Something like
Yeah.
that.
Oh, well, I thought it was an institution.
No, it's a she. It's a she.
Oh. IGA or FBI.
Or
CIA, huh?
CIA. Well, Father God, we just lift up all of these corrupt politicians to you, Father, and we just thank you for exposing, getting every one of them exposed and
Yes.
taken out of there. And we praise you for that, Lord. We thank you that your angels are doing that right now, gathering up the evidence and putting it in the White House hands, Lord. And we praise you and thank you for that. General Smith's hands, and thank you, Lord, for doing that against all these congressmen. I heard somebody, I think somebody on the deal this morning said that they're finding out that if all the ones that are corrupt and have stolen money from the U.S. Treasury, there wouldn't be very many left in Congress. They all of them have stolen millions of dollars from there. Look at Maxine Waters. She went there poor as a church mouse, and she's living in a $27 million home now out in California. Yeah. All right, we got about a minute left. Anybody got a prayer they want to offer up for all what we've said tonight? Yeah, Andrew.
Feel free to add to anyone. Lord, through all of this, we know that your word is the holy word of God. We know that your son is the name called the word of God. Your Holy Spirit is omnipresent, Father. You keep track of things everywhere, and we should fear the war, Lord, and walk in your fear. We should walk in all the lights of the Lord, in your knowledge, in your wisdom, in the fear of the Lord, in the life and holiness of your Spirit, in the strength of the Lord, to be strengthened by the grace of God, to walk in that grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the understanding of the Lord and the teaching of the Lord. Sometimes we might not be able to quote a verse exactly, but we understand what it says there, Lord. And I pray, Father, that you showed us the dangers of words, what they can do to people, even give you a headache when there's no words, even to children who see different colors and stuff. So we pray, Lord, that we would be cautious and limit the words of the world, that we would always be good witnesses of those three spiritual concepts that bear record in heaven, or bear witness in heaven, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, all three are spiritual, and they agree with you, Father God. In Jesus' name, I pray.
All right, Missy, go ahead. Amen. Oh, Jack Parr, that was the guy that got kicked off for saying a word. Yeah, Julie, go ahead.
Just add a little bit. Lord, I just thank you for your grace and your patience and long suffering with all of us. And I ask, Father, that you'll help us all just to be discerning and watchful, and just keep putting you first. And you're our first love, and that we are just being reminded of your Spirit within us, Lord, that time is short, the days are evil, and you are still, you know, our priority. And help us to keep running after you and seeking your face daily. And help us, Lord, to just to help us to keep fighting the good fight of the faith and overcome in every area, Lord, where we might be distracted, Lord, that we can confess and say that we've overcome this in Jesus' name, that we are no longer distracted by the things of this world and those temptations, and we can say no to our flesh, say no to media, and not try to justify ourselves in anything. Thank you, Lord, for just helping us to fast from that kind of stuff, Lord, and seek your face. It's just a different kind of fast, but it's probably more healthy in a lot of ways than even fasting from food. So, Lord, we just pray that you give us more grace and strength and just to stay focused, as, you know, Andrew's first prayer was, Lord, help us all stay focused and the things that are most important to our heart and seeking the kingdom. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. No, Barbara, as far as I know, John Kennedy is not related to John F. Kennedy. One's a Cajun and one's a Boston guy. All right. Y'all be blessed, you hear?
God bless.
Yeah. See if I can find it. What happened to it? Yeah, let's see here.